Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hiya, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
you do a roll call?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris.
Jinx.
Do we need to do a roll call? I mean, I for three people?
You guys.
Got a lot of people on the show.
We're all still alive. A round of applause for that, first of all.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll clap for that.
I guess I wasn't worried about myself, but I guess I should have been worried about you two.
You never know. So, you know what I mean? Like, well, hey, we all made it to another season. That's good.
No, I don't know if Brett knew something we didn't know, Chris.
I'm sure there's a few things Brett knows that we don't know.
Speaking of alive and stuff, I'm currently on a vacation. You guys, I'm giving up my vacation to do the pod right now, just so you guys know.
What a sacrifice.
Yeah,
but
right.
I'm on
From
a
the
lake.
Beach house or lake house.
I'm on a lake. I'm overlooking the lake a little bit.
And the lake house.
You guys, almost every time I turn my head this way and look at the lake, there is a dad driving a boat trying to kill their kids on a tube, I swear. I might be witness to something terrible out here.
Yeah, you may be called back to testify.
Maybe.
Maybe you want to close the blinds just so you're not called back as a
maybe.
Witness.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Oh, unless
man.
You want to.
This one guy is out there right now. He's just doing donuts, right? Like, the boat's not going very fast, but that tube has got some slingshot action on the back. And every time they go back over their own wake, I fear for these kids.
This is terrible. He's out there trying to make it look like an accident.
Man. Oh. Honey, pack the cooler. What are you guys doing on your summer breaks?
Well, I'm not at a lake house.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean,
the crickets. Was that at the lake house?
Or? Don't forget, I got sound effects, dude. I got more this year, too. Season two, guys. Bigger and better than ever.
The swing of this.
Yeah.
Bigger
and
better.
I got a 2.5-year-old and a 2-month-old. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
It's not very exciting.
Kevin's
for me,
summer
guys,
might not
right
exactly be a vacation. He's got more diapers than ever before.
It's true. Yeah. Not a ton of vacation time over here. I'm going to be living vicariously through you guys.
Yeah.
Through your lake house. And Chris, whatever you're up to as well. Hopefully you're up to something fun that I can live vicariously through you.
Oh, I have been up to so much fun. You wouldn't even believe the fun that I have been up to. I don't even know if you could call it fun. It's been past fun. It's been so much fun. I don't even want to get into it because of how much fun I've been having since I last saw you guys. It's been,
sounds like a fun time.
You're going to be jealous. You're going to be, I don't want to start the show
non-answer
in a bad way.
Answer.
And be antagonistic and stuff like that because you're so jealous of the fun that it's been so much fun.
Kevin. I mean, if you don't want to tell us what you've been doing, just yell out the name of the show and we'll get on with it.
Release the show!
Young Fish. What's cracking? We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We slapping. Hockey
Rocky in Seattle, boy, we all about the action. Release the show. Release the show.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, everybody, back to Release the Show. It's been a while. Hi, listener. Nice to see you. Speaking of fun, guys, it's fun to be back with you guys. And we're going to have some fun on this episode today because we have your boy Nick Gizmondi back on Release the Show. He's going to be talking all things Kraken, breaking down the draft. We picked up a boy, guys. If you're not feeling excited, if you need a little pick-me-up, I got two words for you. Shane Wright.
Oh, wait.
There it is. Okay.
I didn't know he was going to go that early.
You got to be ready, Brett. Wow. You got to be ready,
listen,
my friend.
Listen, I'm on my toes now, man. I'm on the balls of my feet. I'm ready to change direction. I'm ready, dude.
You got to be ready. So we're excited to talk to Nick Gizmondi. As always, you can hit us up at Release the Show on Twitter, on Instagram. We would love to chat with you. Mm-hmm. Let's bring him in, guys. Let's bring in Nick Gizmondi. Oh, you know him as Gizmo, friend of the show.
Gizmo.
There he is.
What's up,
Gizmo?
Boy?
Good to see you.
He's looking, you're looking kind of tan, man. Where have you been?
Yeah.
I golf basically every day, all day in the summertime.
Yeah.
It's a lot of golfers tan right now.
How's the game right now?
Game is the handicap right at? Now.
Game is good. Handicap's at we're at a 7 right now.
Okay.
So,
all right.
That's right where we're supposed to be.
Nice.
I'm out at Cherry Creek Country Club here in Denver, and that's also where Gabriel Landeskog is at. So there'll be some cup sightings this summer, I'm sure.
His 3 days with the cup, that would be fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll make an appearance.
Now, hold on. So before we go any further, then your thoughts on the denting of the greatest trophy in sports? I mean, they put a real ding in that thing.
They've done more damage to the cup in 5 days than I think any team has done in 5 years. But you know what? They're having a good time with it. I think it'll calm down a little bit now. But guys are going to be guys. They're having a great time. And listen, that's a well-earned Stanley Cup. That was a long time coming for that team. So,
congrats to the Avs, right, on the Stanley Cup. But Gizmo, we need to start things off by congratulating you. We can now introduce you and Release the Show as an Emmy Award winner. I don't know if our listeners know, team won that Emmy for the Kraken pregame on Root Sports. Huge accomplishment.
Thank you. Yeah, we did. It was, I think the thing that makes it the most special is that we did it in year one as a group of people that had never, ever worked together before. Like none of us. So everybody on the air, I mean, I guess that's not for John Forslund and I a little bit, but you know, for us to all come together on that pregame show and to sort of kind of have the dynamics that we did, and with so many moving parts and so many different people and a new producer and a new network, from top to bottom, it was just really impressive. Like, I'm always the guy that gives a ton of credit to everybody behind the scenes, because as we know, as folks that have worked in TV before, everybody that's pushing the buttons and coming up with the creative and doing all the hard work and the longer hours than when we show up and talk for 3 hours, it's pretty amazing. So we had a really awesome producer in Scott Malone. Our EP John Bradford's a rock star. And I think it's cool to see it all come together. I was real happy for the whole group because I really thought that, you know, from top to bottom, everybody really, really worked hard to pull it off. So
yeah, and congrats,
I guess people liked it too. So
that's awesome. Congrats to everybody.
Sure.
Thank you.
Well, should we get into it, Nick? We're excited here. Shane Wright. I mean, I don't think any of us thought he'd be around at 4 overall. All the projections, all the mocks, everyone you talked to had him going 1-1 to Montreal. He falls right in the Kraken's lap. I'd love to just hear from you, like, who you thought the Kraken were going to target with that 4th overall pick. And then what was your reaction when Shane Wright just keeps falling in the draft?
I was watching it. I was obviously watching it live, and I had no concept necessarily of. So one thing Ron Francis is really good at is keeping things super close to the vest. So in terms of who I think they were going to take, any of those guys that went in the top four, I feel like were probably that availability. Those four guys went in the top four because that's where I kind of sort of had them at. Even the top five, six was sort of kind of where I was like, yeah, I just didn't know what that order was going to be. I was sure Shane Wright was going one. And when he didn't, I was like, okay, he's for sure going two. Yeah. And then when he didn't go in the third, I was like, okay, well, Seattle's absolutely taking him. But I have no idea what the hangup was on him. And listen, it's not a knock on Shane Wright. I mean, and truthfully, I think it actually puts him in a better spot. I mean, if you go one overall, there's an inherent pressure that you have to obviously live up to. And sure, there's some stature for being the number one overall pick. But I think this is really going to allow a very talented hockey player to potentially be the best rookie in the NHL next year, because he's going to do all the same things physically and offensively that he would have done if he was the number one overall pick. But now he gets to do it with zero pressure.
Well, go ahead. I'm just getting excited. No, sorry. I was going to say,
no.
He's on the balls of his feet
and
gets excited, Nick.
Enormous motivation, right? Him staring down the Canadians' table was like, I mean, just you guys, I'm so excited for this kid. Just fire right out the gate, just breathing hot. Hot fire right at the rest of the NHL.
He's got a bone to pick now, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's going to be, there'll be a three game revenge tour there that he can sort of kind of be like, okay, you didn't think I was good enough. Watch what I'm going to do. I'm going to put three or four in on you tonight. And I think that's the kind of player that Ron Francis knows and Ricky Olczyk know that they're getting, because he has got that fire. He has got that spunk. I mean, he's played the last 3 years in the Ontario Hockey League. And that is a league that forces you to be tough. It's the closest thing that kids that age can get to the NHL without playing in the AHL.
Wow.
So if you're an OHL kid, you're playing a long season. You're on a bus. You're traveling. You're grinding it out in small town cities while you're still most of the time going to high school in some cases. So it breeds this work ethic. And if he's not going to get AHL experience and go right from where he played in Kingston in the OHL for the Frontenacs into the NHL, well, that was probably the best place for him to do that development. And for gosh sakes, he put up 94 points in 63 games. I mean, he's a huge boy. He's 6 foot, 198 pounds. This is a guy that translates in every aspect of the thinking to an NHL player right away. Mm. He's the size of NHL guys. He's putting up NHL numbers in the Ontario Hockey League. He's going to be able to step in physically. And it's different than, like, Matty Beniers stepped in from college in a very different setting that is not at all feeling very much like
the NHL.
Like the NHL.
Right.
You're not getting hit as much. It's not as physical. It's a little bit more finesse. You're wearing a cage. You don't play as many games. If things are spread out, the travel's less. Shane Wright knows exactly what it is to be an NHLer.
Yeah. He's captain of his team, right? Top line center. I mean, I did hear you say, Nick, next year. So you're saying Shane Wright, our listeners, they're going to be able to go. They're going to see him play next year, you think, in the NHL.
Yeah, when
Matty
do you
Beniers.
Think he gets called up?
Shane Wright?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he will have every opportunity to make that team now. I mean, I would assume that he's...
Oh, wow.
I would think he's probably playing next season. I mean, he's at the development camp that starts today. You know, you're going to get all those feels of being an NHL player. You're going to have all the feels of, you know, that all the locker room and seeing the city and being treated like an NHL player. You're going to get swagged out with gear and equipment and, you know, logoed everything. And it's a fire. It gets you going. That's the whole idea of this. A, it's to see these guys skate a little bit and let everybody kind of sort of get to know them. But B, it's an opportunity to kind of dangle that in front of them and let them feel what that's like and be like, oh, okay, I see you. Okay, this is what it's like to be in the NHL. I'm going to work my butt off all summer so that I'm in the NHL.
Well, and what I like too, guys, I mean, living in Seattle, you know, you guys, such fun young athletes coming to this town right now and playing in this town. You got J-Rod with the Mariners, right? Ty France with the Mariners, good young talent on that team. With like Russell Wilson kind of leaving town, you know, and all these new young guys coming in, Maddie last year, Shane this year. I mean, I'm pumped for not just the Kraken, but just the whole kind of Seattle sports thing altogether with like some young, fresh talent, you know?
A lot of youthful energy coming.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Lots
of things to be named guys on the Sonics when they come back that are probably going to be young and fun to watch, right?
That's right. And, you know, also I'm excited because like with Maddie and with Shane and these other draft picks and guys, like they weren't on other NHL teams first. They are Kraken and Kraken originally and Kraken only so far, which just as a fan of the Kraken, obviously, is just a really cool
thing. Yeah, and it's a chance for them to sort of set their own path and leave their own mark, right? And you heard last season we talk a lot about developing core and culture. Well, there's a great way to do that when you bring in young, talented guys because that is what is going to cement it. These guys are sponges. They're green. You can turn them into whatever kind of NHL player you want them to be. You're going to let them be themselves a little bit, but it's a real nice opportunity for Hackstall and Francis and Olchek to develop these guys into the sort of NHL players that they can be and should be and want to be. And no better example of a quality NHL player than what Ron Francis was.
Yeah.
How about Nick, just your thoughts on the rest of the draft? I mean, the Kraken picked up six centers, two wingers. They did get a goalie, which we should get into this.
Goalie time.
Two defensemen. Anyone else kind of catch your eye and just give us some kind of overall thoughts on the draft?
We'll talk about the goalie first and then let's touch on Ben McDonald, because obviously that was something that, they traded up for, to pick up Ben in the third round. But the goalie that they got 58th overall, Nicholas Kako, you want to have goaltenders in your system. We all know that injuries can kind of come up and they can happen. The kid played in the top Finnish league last season, a 2.6 goals against average. And I think his save percentage, I have to check it. I think it was like a 9.14. So he's a good goaltender. He's a big boy. You want to have guys in the pipeline. And keep in mind that, you know, in addition to bolstering the NHL club, Ron Francis has got to field that roster for the Firebirds as well. So in Palm Springs and sort of get that going.
Right.
So you want guys in the pipeline, and the more goalies that you have, and if you can pick them up, you know, mid draft, you're in a real good spot. So haven't seen the kid play. Heard a lot of good things about him from some of my friends that scout over in the European leagues. That Finnish league is high level. It's high level. So if you get a 2.6 and a 9.14 playing over there, you're doing something right. You're a good tender. So I think it was a really good pickup for them. And, you know, everybody gets excited about goalies, but I think you have to have that in the pipeline.
Well, what do you think about Jagger, the second guy we took, number 35 overall? Because I saw a video of him online doing one of those where you pick up the puck, spin it around, throw it in the top of the net, trick kind of goal things that were made popular by the Anaheim Ducks guy last year. So I got excited about that. You know, I love showmanship. Then also he played in Moose Jaw. So
yeah.
I'm excited about Furcus Jagger Circus getting in there. Yeah. What do you think about this guy?
He's crafty and one of those Zegras, Jack Hughes, Troy Terry-esque kind of creative hockey players, fun, right? That's going to do fun things that has that inherent skill, right? So you pick up a guy like that for his versatility and for his ability. But you also pick up a guy like that because you want that young creative energy, and injecting him into the lineup will kind of spark some of these older school, savvy vet traditional NHLers that you're used to.
You mentioned Ben McDonald too, Nick, that you wanted to get into him.
Well, you know, his dad was a rock star. His dad was Lane McDonald, United States Olympian, Hobey Baker winner for Harvard, heck of a hockey player in his own right. And his kiddo is following in his footsteps. He's coming out of prep school, but is already committed to go play at Harvard. So he'll play at Harvard next year, probably for a few years. I don't think you'll necessarily see him sniffing the NHL for a minute, but he could. He lit it up in prep school, had 29 points in very few games there. But this is a kid that they traded up for and picked up at 91st overall. So obviously they saw something in him. They know the pedigree of that family. So to get a kid like him who's going to go play at Harvard, a real good hockey school, it also tells you he's a real intelligent kid. So I think it's impressive that they made that move. And why not? He was kind of coming up as available. I think people were thinking about him and talking about him. And then, you know, to move up in the draft and all you had to give up was a fourth and a fifth round to pick in the third, it's a good play.
What's your thought, Gizmo, just on team building philosophy, right? I mean, it seems like the Kraken pick up six centers, right? So it really looks like they're focused on that kind of inside out team building philosophy. Is that the approach that you think works really well? And then do you think that's the approach that Ron Francis and his team is really looking at with this draft and maybe moving forward?
Well, one thing that was a problem, not necessarily a problem, but one thing that was different last year, because of all the COVID restrictions, there wasn't any bonding ability. There was no time for these guys to really kind of do the things in the off season and sort of have all this. And now you've got a full summer of that. Like, that's all that's going on this summer, was they're just going to work on sort of becoming a more cohesive group of guys and family and bond and brotherhood and whatnot. So I think with a draft, with their first ever draft, obviously they're picking up a lot of guys. Obviously they have to field an AHL team. So the fact that they're putting all these pieces together right now, gives them an opportunity to build that team chemistry. What the roster looks like on opening night, who knows? There's so many things that are going to happen between now and then with free agency and a lot of other things that are going to start to pop. I mean, there are some big names out on the list that are available for Ron Francis to go after. He's got pieces to trade. He's got cap space. He's got draft picks he can still trade. I mean, just today, the Chicago Blackhawks announced that they would not be giving offers to Dylan Strome or Dominic Kubalik. Those are two huge names that now out of nowhere are available. Those are two huge names that could come to Seattle. So that's going to start to happen over the next few days before Wednesday opens up. So you can start to build a little bit of chemistry with guys that you know are going to be here, but oh my goodness, it's about to be gangbusters in about 24 hours, 48 hours.
That was going to be my next question, is sort of the off-season schedule. So we get into free agency and you're expecting us to do some things there, I would imagine, sign some people up, and then trades after that or trades during that?
Yeah. Trades can happen at any time. So we'll see what goes on in terms of that. For me, I think the biggest first thing will be to keep an eye on what the signings are. Who do we sign? We have what? 10, I believe. 10 guys that are on expiring contracts. So we got to figure that out. And then we got to figure out who else we're jumping all over here. But I think there's going to be some very interesting moves in the league. And I think there's a lot of teams that are in rebuild mode. So clearly the Chicago Blackhawks are in rebuild mode.
We're going to have
you trade away DeBrincat, you trade away Kirby Dach. Now you're not bringing Strome back and you're not bringing Kubalik back. Your team is now just Kane and Taves, and Patrick Kane is not going to want to endure a rebuild, so I don't imagine that he's a Chicago Blackhawk for much longer. So there's a potential blockbuster there. Evgeny Malkin is not happy in Pittsburgh. That's a big name that could potentially be moved around. He's made some very big public comments. The Avalanche have some difficult decisions to make. Tampa Bay has some difficult decisions to make. I mean, it could be a different looking NHL next year.
A lot of Chris's favorite segment. Should I stay or should I go? Yeah, coming up very soon on the show.
That brings back some bittersweet memories for me.
His bald brother.
He had to go. No. I was just going to say, I mean, because I feel, you know, Gizmo, you've been on the show many a time here in our inaugural season as released the show. And I think in one of the last times we had you on, we were looking back at the season and stuff like that, but sort of looking forward. I'm trying to remember, you can correct me if I'm wrong. One of the biggest maybe positions of need was I think it was like a right shot defenseman or something like that when you were sort of looking at the team.
Yeah, is it
so
right?
I don't know if you're still thinking about that going forward in terms of who we have now, who we drafted. A lot of those guys obviously are not going to be there immediately. Maybe Shane Wright as a center, but right wing defenseman, is that still something that's on your radar? Is like, we need to pick somebody up for that particular position. We pick best player available. I mean, Wright fell to us. So if one of these names that you just mentioned obviously becomes available out there, a Malkin or something like that. I mean, we may go after someone, but what are you looking at for us to maybe fill in as we go forward?
I think the most important thing for this organization, because I thought the defense was strong right from the start in terms of who they drafted, and your goalies are your goaltenders. I think you've got to figure out, first and foremost, who are you keeping? Okay. And then after you decide who we're keeping, then it's okay, what do we actually really need to go fill a void? And if we're not keeping so-and-so, what was the impetus on that? And why did we feel they weren't filling that? So that's a conversation between Coach and Ron and Ricky. And for the most part, Ron will make the decisions based on what he feels the team needs, and it'll be Coach Axel's job to, you know, implement his will, if you want to look at it that way. But I think that those guys will have a conversation, and Coach Axel will say, this is sort of what I'm thinking I need because of the systems that I play and the hockey team that I'm trying to develop, and then they can go from there. But unfortunately, I think there's too many question marks right now with who's staying and who's going to say we specifically need a right-handed defenseman or whatnot. I think for this team, what they definitely need, what I think is the most important thing for them, is more scoring depth. Got to score more goals. So whatever they can sort of do to bolster their offense is the central focus, I think, for this group. And if there are very good hockey players available, like a Strom, a Kubalik, a Malkin, a Kane, you have to figure out how to get that, because any guy like that will add to your offensive prowess. And, you know, rising tides lift all ships. So if you can get a guy like that and start to spread that line out a little bit, then you're going to see some good things happen across the board.
If you're Ron Francis, Nick, of just all those names that you gave us, those really talented players, who would be that one where you're like, I'd love to see this guy in a Kraken uniform?
Obviously, Patrick Kane, I think, is one of the best hockey players on the planet. I had the pleasure of watching Kaner when he was a 13-year-old boy, 14-year-old boy playing for Honeybaked in Michigan. And you saw him. I mean, I saw him play one period of hockey when he was 14. And I was like, yep, okay. Yep. And then obviously I was lucky enough to spend 3 years in Chicago with him. And you know what that guy can do on the ice? Holy smokes. Now, maybe he's not available. Maybe he doesn't want to leave Chicago. But I would also think that if he is going to go anywhere, if he's not going to do a rebuild in Chicago, he's going to want to go win a Stanley Cup somewhere. So I would think that he's going to really look hard at a contender. And I'm not saying that Seattle necessarily won't be a contender, but it's going to be hard for that team to do that in year two. So Kane would be a long shot, but wow, it would be amazing to pick him up. But Avery, there's a lot of other big names out there that are available. I think Dylan Strom and Kubalik, when I saw this morning, when I woke up that those guys were available, I was like,
Don't you kind of think the past
two guys, and I say that because those are two guys who, yes, I know well, because I saw them in Chicago for 3 years. I think they're quality people. I'm big fans of theirs personally. So selfishly, I'm like, oh yeah, okay. Let's get the boys back together. Don't be shy down to Seattle, baby.
The path does kind of have to seem to be for that big splash free agency, right? I just look at the Kraken and, you know, what are the pieces that are moving? And if I'm Chicago, I'm asking for a Matty Beniers. I'm asking for a Shane Wright. I'm asking for one of those high-end guys. So, right, to me, it seems like free agency has to be the path for the big splash. Do you agree with that? Or?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the idea, right? That's the idea. That's where you can go and steal these guys. And that's where weapon number two for Ron Francis comes into play, with all that cap space.
Yes, money.
He's got all that money that he can now go out and he can go give guys raises and he can go sign guys that other teams can't. And I think that's where these next 48 hours are going to be real entertaining, because he's got the bank.
Well, and, you know, look, I don't know what the rules are on like tampering and all that kind of stuff, but we also have an Emmy award winning guy who can call certain people in the league and be like, hey, guys, want to come play up here?
On air, Brett.
We're putting in a few phone calls for us, Gizmo.
Live.
Yeah, live on Release the Show. Let's call him up right now. Call up Kaner.
Yeah, can you call Patrick?
Who's got Kane's number? Let's dial him up.
Take care.
Zoom him in.
Hey, it's Gizmo.
Do me a favor, babe.
Love just it. Go down the list.
I'm your guy.
I wonder, you know, if Bet Online, do we think they offer some of these free agency bets? Because we got Emmy award winning Nick Gismondi here.
Oh, Lord.
If people go on, make some money with our partners over at Bet Online. I think, guys, since last season, they continue to be the number one source for your betting needs. For
they never stopped.
Info. No. They never stop. Still number one. Latest odds, news, sports development, NBA Summer League. The people bet the NBA Summer League?
I got a buddy. I got a buddy who
you can bet on my golf game if you want.
You guys, I have a friend who is an absolute degenerate, and I bet you he does.
We need to find out, man.
I can lie betting by putting. You guys want to bet on?
Yeah, bet on the NBA Summer League. Bet on Nick's Nick's golf game.
His short game is on point. I can tell you that.
Yeah. That's a lock right there. Short game betting on Gizmo's. Gizmo's
don't
golf
bet
game.
On my short game. Don't. Actually, don't. I said yesterday. I golfed with my nephew. My 14-year-old nephew is an absolute legitimate stick. Like he's. If he doesn't play in a PGA Tour, I'll be shocked. He 100% will play Division I golf. He's lights out good. It's unbelievable. He's 14, and he's just so good. I mean, I'm not just saying that because he's my nephew, but he's so good. Uh-huh. I ripped a drive yesterday. Well, best drive of my summer, probably. 320, I kid you not. Right down the middle. I'm like, that was beautiful. Even he's looking at me like, Uncle Nick, that was a heck of a drive. And I had, what did I have? I had 100 in. I had my 58 degree and no, I'm sorry. No. I had 115 in and I had my 54 degree and I chunked it as fat as I could possibly chunk a wedge. And I'm like, okay. And coming off of three pars, I'm like,
digging a hole.
The heck was that? Literally a trench. Lost half the sand bucket on the cart to fill the freaking hole I just dug that I probably could have laid down in and just buried myself.
Yeah, you put your embarrassment and shame in there with it.
So how far to go? The ball went, I don't know, the ball went 10 yards. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll hit the 58 now. Deeper trench. I'm like, I looked at my nephew and I'm the calmest guy. Listen, I laugh at myself on the golf course when I don't play well. Like I really don't take it incredibly seriously. And I looked at my nephew and I said, there is a solid chance that the 58 and the 54 don't come home today. Like they might be two extra clubs.
Yeah.
And if didn't break anything, I calmed down and got it together, but
you look at him, you're like, and if you put it on the green on a par four again, you might not come home either.
Oh, he shot a 68 yesterday.
Man. Wow. Yeah, wow. Hey, you know, speaking of golf real quick, before we get out of here, let's give a shout out and give a chance to promote our event up there with everybody from Seattle Youth Hockey Assist. There's a charity golf tournament. It's August 5th, everybody. Still chances to sign up, and the proceeds going to one of our favorite charities, Seattle Youth Hockey Assist, which helps these young hockey players and young junior players and little leaguer guys, peewee guys, just, you know, buys equipment, sends them to away tournaments. Being a youth hockey player is expensive, and Seattle Youth Hockey Assist helps grow the game locally up there in the area. So big golf tournament on August 5th. And more stuff about it on our social media. Man, I ran out of copy and I was improvising at the end, guys.
That was really good. That was really, really good. There.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. Brett, I thought that was the right decision.
Appreciate your support.
Like, the loneliest place in the world is in front of that camera with nothing to say. I have notes for days when I do a broadcast, right? For days. Like I don't even get half of the shit in that I write down. And the stats, and somebody once asked me that question, like, why do you do that? Why do you do all that extra work? I go, because if I don't, I'll need it. All right. And it's better to have it and not use it than not have it and need it. And like I said, the loneliest place in the world is in front of this camera with nothing to say. He's standing like, there like
blinking.
Moose jaw.
Gizmo, you're the best. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for breaking down the draft, man. And talking a little bit about next season and your expectations, and for coaching us up on golf a little bit. I mean, we learned a little bit here today on the program about how to help the old golf game.
Hey, anytime you guys want, and I'm always happy to since we should get up. This would be a heck of a foursome. Get out there and play one.
We got to be looking for that splash in free agency so we can get back on here and talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, if it happens, you let me know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Moose Jaw. Yeah, Gizmo, thanks, my friend. Really appreciate it. And thank you to everyone out there listening to Release the Show. Hit us up on social. Also, thanks to Bet Online. Make sure you head over there. Get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use that promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to get that bonus. Get in on the action because Bet Online is where the game starts. And we will see you guys soon. Have a good week. Go Kraken.
See ya.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.